Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Mike Jones for community comment. I was gifted a pair of tickets to a Crabs game this week, and boy was I ever happy. It's not a lot of money, but there is a sense of obligation to attend, and I needed to get off the couch badly, even if the Giants were on TV. A good local live baseball game is always better anyway. I couldn't help but pause and reflect when the national anthem was played. All the players went down to their respective base paths and stood, and each team, all their players, took off their hats almost in unison. Notice how I said stood. It's not that I was looking for the one lone ball player crazy enough to think that this was a good time and a place to display his feelings, whatever they may be. But then I thought about how much I love baseball. One of the last vestibules of a pure and clean team sport. Basketball and football really left me a long time ago. But baseball, to quote a line from the Field of Dreams, is the one constant throughout all the years. It's been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard and rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. It's a part of our past and reminds us of all that was once good and could be again. Now turning my thoughts back to the players that stood and the one that is making this so-called bigger name for himself with his take-a-knee attitude and his sponsor, Nike. Well, so the Betsy Ross flag reminded him of the slavery that once plagued upon our country. My sincere apologies if my next few words are not congruent with my thoughts and turning to the expression that's been flying around lately, which is love it or leave it. Actually not a new slogan by any means. What I'm trying to get together here for you is what all of our Hollywood friends and all those others said if Trump was elected, that they were going to move to another country. They apparently didn't love it, so they decided they were going to leave it. Whatever happened to that promise? It was never intended to be a racist comment when it got dropped like a bomb in the 70s, and I contend it's not a racist comment today. So after watching two good local baseball teams go at it, my parting words about the politics of it all. Remember the expression, all politics is local? Well, I believe we need to be on guard locally, and if you don't think so, follow the money in the last few local elections. The far left is driving the car for the Dems, not just across the nation, but right here in Humboldt County. Batter up! This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.